Senator Russell Long, please.
All right, sir. Thank you.
I hear you did a hell of a job up there, yeah?
We got your debt limit bill unscrambled.
But I mean, God, you just saved the government about $200 million.
Well, I don't know if we accomplished anything, but anyway, we got... You know, I thought old Williams was trying to help you. You know, put that damn amendment to screw this thing up.
I know, but I mean, you know, by the time they get through...
Secretary of Treasury is going to come back and tell me what he thought, but I thought I knew what he wanted in the beginning, but he's going to come back and tell me he's... On his way down the hall to talk to those Republicans to see if I'd get some help. I thought old Williams had decided to help the man.
Well, you know, he did. I know, but listen, I hear you did a hell of a job up there, Russell. That's terrific.
Well, thanks so much, Mr. President.
How are you doing? I hear we're in some trouble in Louisiana.
Well, sir, I haven't had a chance to check today. I went to Houston, Texas to kind of see if I could squeeze a little money out of the oil people to get us along. And I talked to the governor of Louisiana from over there, and he said that he thought he might be able to keep that bill in that House.
The thing is, what's so screwy about that thing is that if a Democrat carries Louisiana, no matter who those delegates are, they can't go up and make a deal with a Republican then. Let's say because the Republican can't look like he's in the position of outbidding a Democrat on some civil right question. So therefore, the best they could do is throw it in the House of Representatives, and then everybody gets sort of on the hot seat. Because either you break up the Democratic Party or everybody votes Democratic. So where does it end? I know it's sort of just a means of protest, isn't it?
Well, no, what they've got in mind, they're trying to work out a sort of a block vote type deal where they would get their votes together and,
yeah.
then say, all right, now, if our vote might elect somebody president,
yeah.
And he's going to have to come to our terms. Now, you know, those fellows made some kind of a deal like that in that Tilden Hayes race, I believe it was.
Yeah, that's right, I know.
But
this isn't 1870.
Oh, I agree.
It isn't 1876.
I think it's a lousy idea.
Because what happens is, I mean, it will become the most publicized thing. Then they come up and say, well, you've got to do something. You know, you got the courts operating anyway, no matter what the president did.
Right.
And then they come up, and then everybody's looking and saying, well, what is the president promising this group? And pretty soon you've got the goddamnest mayhem, and it finally ends up in the House of Representatives.
Okay.
It doesn't get them much. In addition, everybody then says, Christ, the South is so uncertain that I better just try to get my votes in the North.
That's right. Well, of course, the worst thing about that, I don't know who you thought about, but with the bill that they've got, I haven't studied, but I've been told about it. You see, the worst thing about that is that, in effect, that would take the South out of the presidential election.
Exactly.
So that
if
we were not going to vote on whether you were going to be president or not, why should you promise us anything?
Exactly.
You should direct your appeal to those
people. Well, that's one.
Where the Negro vote might be the key vote.
And at least I could count on it. Otherwise, I'd have to figure, well, I have to do my business after November, and I can't do it under those conditions. I think it's crazy for the South, because this way I'm concerned about Georgia and Louisiana and these places where we got a chance to carry. Right. But if I end up with no chance to carry them, then I got to go up north and try to do my business.
Right. Well, now, I tell you, I did some talking with Get Us Long, and both of us agreed that we ought to be against this thing.
Sure.
Here's a conclusion that we have about it also. Whether we win or lose on this fight, this bunch of wild citizens council and Q Club down there can renew this battle after the next gubernatorial race, and so can we. In other words, if we win the governor's race,
but of course, it's harder to repeal it. It's harder to repeal. This way, the governor's always sitting there.
Yep.
It's much harder to repeal it once it's.
I agree.
But anyway, you say you could. They'll renew it after.
I think we've got a chance. I haven't. Have you heard what happened down there in the House of Representatives today? I haven't heard.
No.
Well, I've been on the floor here, but I will undertake to find out what happened down there. This thing is very similar to the stand I made in that 1952 convention when my delegation wanted to walk out. What I said was that I'm not going to even... I'm not
I remember. I was there.
I'm not going to promise I'm going to vote for the man you nominate, but I'll stake my political existence on the right of my people to vote for him if that's what they want to do.
That's
you
right.
see?
That's right.
And
that's the best line, isn't it? That's
right. And frankly, what I now Gillis and I talked about it. Frankly, I thought since he's running for governor, it'd be just confidence. Please don't go tell Dulles that. Dulles ran out on me at Chicago at that time.
Yeah.
I just he didn't know that we're thinking about this, but I figured was well hell why not go ahead and stand up on the issue. And take this attitude with them that you boys are trying to call off the president's race. And let me tell you something, this great democracy, if you want to call off that president's race, you better try to call your race off, because you're going to be the guy in danger time you try to tell the people that they can't vote, you
see?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. which I think is essentially what that thing would be. I'll find out how it's going down there. As I say, the governor thought he could tie it up in that appropriations committee and kill it there. It seems to me that there are ways under the rules of the legislature where they could maneuver to offer it on the floor even if the committee wouldn't report it out.
Yeah.
But I'll try to check it and find out just where we stand. At the moment, old Jimmy Davis is trying to help us with that thing. I don't know who called him, but somebody did.
Larry O'Brien called him this morning.
Right.
And
Well, Larry might know the latest on it.
Okay, I'll get a hold of Larry.
Fine, sir. Well,
that was good today. And anything you can do on this thing, because God, Louisiana would like to get a chance at anyway.
Well, I'm not too much worried about how this thing works out in Louisiana for now. Because as far as Louisiana's concerned, I think that we could do that.
Yeah,
I think our chance of winning the governor's election is good. And if we win the governor's election, it's completely in our power to make it how we blessed as well please. But the thing is that
we have an effect on Florida, of course.
Well, I am a little concerned about it sort of starting a movement, you know.
That's right, because Florida's hanging on the edge anyway.
Yeah, right. Well, I'll try to help. And both now, and if the damn fool thing carries, I'll try to help to get it repealed later on. But for right now, I think it'd be good for us to see if we can't beat it. I think that somebody might stand up on the issue. But as far as I'm concerned, I'm against it, not afraid to say so.